I think the Al-Burhan administration, through the prosecutor's office, is actually trying to reinforce the authority of the Burhan administration over the former Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. And I think part of the challenge is a political one, because Dagalo has and the RSF rebels have endorsed Abdallah Hamdok and his Takadum initiative to try and bring reconciliation to Sudan. And I think this has rubbed the government the wrong way, and this is part of the reason the prosecution is going after him in this way. I think there's another element to this, that the military government is trying to reestablish its authority to show civilians, civil society that are led by Abdallah Hamdok, that the military is still in control. But I think this also needs to be looked at in a broader dynamic, where the government has also been cracking down on journalists, on foreign agencies like Al Arabiya, Al Hadithia, and Sky News from the UAE, which the government feels have been reporting very negative stories about government defeats, Al-Burhan army defeats in different regions. So I think this whole element is really tied into a whole multiplicity of different issues. The fact that the military wants to reassert its control by threatening Abdallah Hamdok because of his endorsement by the RSF. I think secondly, by going after foreign media. But thirdly, around this fact that the military wants to show that it is still in control of this transition process that frankly never seems to end.
Tom Perriello, a former congressman recently named to a new position as U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan, said that talks to end the Sudan war could start around April 18th. Hamdok has been in talks for several months with Sudanese and regional figures in a bid to put an end to the war. How would the accusations against Hamdok and other civilian politicians impact the U.S. proposed peace talks in Jeddah to end the war?
I think it is a major blow to U.S. efforts to try and broker, a deal, through Saudi Arabia, because Abdallah Hamdok is revered as the leader of the pro-democracy movement that removed the dictatorship of Omar al-Bashir. He was central to the power-sharing agreement that the military decided to scrap. And I think it would be very difficult for there to be a peace process with civil societies and with democratic forces led by Abdallah Hamdok, if, for example, he's imprisoned, if he's assassinated, or any harm comes to him, because then that will really radicalize the democratic forces, the civil society groups, and also the belligerents on the other side, the RSF. So there has to be some kind of rapprochement between the Sudanese armed forces, Al-Burhan's regime, and Abdallah Hamdok in order for these negotiations to go forward, because I do not see how Tom Perriello is going to be able to mediate when there's nobody on the other side of the table facing the generals from Khartoum, because Abdallah Hamdok has either been imprisoned or other harm has come to him.